Exploring Science in the Sea. About 12 million tons of plastics enter the oceans every year, the equivalent of a full garbage truck every minute. The total includes millions of grocery bags, but restrictions on the bags appear to be having a positive effect. Several studies have found big reductions in the number of bags found on beaches. Plastic bags are a huge problem for ocean life. Animals can get tangled up in them. Birds and turtles mistake them for jellyfish and eat them. And fish eat bits of plastic if the bags fall apart. So reducing the number of bags in the oceans can save the lives of many creatures. One study looked at the beaches in the United Kingdom. Governments there began cutting back on the bags more than a decade ago. Some of them banned the bags, while others required stores to charge for them. Since the restrictions went into effect, the number of bags picked up on the beaches has gone down by 80%. There have also been big reductions in the United States. A dozen states have banned the bags, along with a couple of hundred cities and counties. Others require consumers to pay for the bags. A study by Ocean Conservancy found that volunteers picked up 29% fewer bags in 2022 and 23 compared to the years before COVID-19. The numbers went way up during the pandemic as bag rules were suspended. Millions of bags are still washing into the oceans, so birds, turtles, and other life still face a threat from this common form of trash. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.